Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 13 through verse number 17. And I'll read the first verse, if you'll join me on the second, and so on, in verse number 13 through verse number 17 of Ephesians chapter 5. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And our text verse this morning is verse number 16, and let's read that together out loud. Ready? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for saving us. Jesus, we thank you for coming to this earth and dying on an old rugged cross. And Lord, may we never forget that day that we trusted you as our Savior. For Lord, it's that day that's the foundation for everything that we learn from your word. And Lord, I pray as preacher comes and he preaches the eternal word of God that we'll sit here and build upon that foundation of Jesus Christ. Lord, our prayer is there is someone here that they don't have that foundation. They do not know that they're saved. Lord, may this be that glorious day that they find Jesus as their Savior. Lord, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of needs in here. Lord, please come and meet those needs now through the preaching of your words. Bless, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I sure enjoy Brother Gabucci singing, don't you? We'll bless a little plastic surgery and we'll have this guy ready to roll. I want to talk to you this morning about redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. I'd like for you to circle three words in this our text verse. I'd like for you to circle the word time. I'd like for you to circle the word evil and circle the word redeeming. Three words that make this verse come alive. When you talk about time, that's a word for special days or special occasions. When you look at the word evil, it's not what we think it means. It's not a word akin to wickedness. It's the word for hurt. When it says God did them evil, he didn't do wickedly. He punished. There was some hurt involved. Days that hurt or hard times. Now the word redeeming, you're fanning yourself. Are you okay? Are you warm? Am I warm? Okay. Put the stupid fan down. Don't fan. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Don't fan because it's distracting people behind you. The word redeeming means make the, everything you heard is true. Yes. The word redeeming that means this, make the most of, make the most of, or take advantage of. Have you ever, do you like garage sales? I used to preach with Dr. Howard Hall a lot. We couldn't pass a garage sale. Howard Hall could never, ever pass a garage sale. If it was on sale, he had to buy it. And our poor car, when we'd come back from a trip, would be bumping like this, dragging like this, because he'd every nut, bolt, anything he could get, if it was on sale, it was on sale. And I meant on sale meant that somebody else didn't want it. You understand what that means, don't you? We had a chair one time. I told my wife, I said, I need to give that something. She said, try something. She said, I'll guarantee you put that chair out by the street out there and it'll be gone before morning. And I put that chair out there by that street and it was gone before morning. So sale means that somebody else doesn't want. So he's saying here that there are special occasions in your life when hard times come. And that you're supposed to take advantage of it. Redeem them. You're supposed to take advantage of those hard days. So I'm going to talk to you about redeeming the time. I hope that you'll... You know, when I was a kid, we never celebrated birthdays. We never celebrated in our house. Christmas was never really a big deal when I was a kid. Thanksgiving was a big deal because it was food. I mean, we had turkey, we had dressing, we had... Now, the thing I did not... cranberry sauce, to me, it jiggles too much. I don't like cranberry sauce. Never have liked it, don't like it, don't intend to like it. I'm nervous about cranberry sauce and Jell-O, both. I'm nervous about it. But Thanksgiving, boy, that turkey, that dressing, and there's nothing like sweet potatoes that are, if they're done right. Now, you can ruin them now, but if they're done right. Pecan pie, banana pudding. Okay, let's say amen. We're done for the day. And of course, pie a la mode means you baptize that thing. Hey, boys, hey, put your arm through your shirt and sit up there like a human being. Look at me, listen to me now. What was I talking about now? Huh? The Bible? Baptizing, yeah. Baptizing that pie in that in ice cream. Boy, that's the best baptism there is right there. Have you ever had homemade ice cream? You know, one of these nights, on Sunday night, we're just going to have nothing but homemade ice cream. This other stuff is phony and fake. You just don't know. Until you get a real headache from homemade ice cream, you have never really lived till you get a real headache from homemade ice cream. But I don't know what that's got to do with the sermon, but let me talk to you about redeeming the time for a few moments. Father, help us this morning. I want to be a blessing. I want to teach a great truth here that will help us all. And so, Holy Spirit of God, please meet with us and talk to us, please. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Now look this way and listen carefully. The word time is a word for special days or special occasion. The word evil there is a word for hurt. When God did them evil, he was punishing. Those were tough days, days that are hard, hard times. The word redeeming means make the most of or take advantage of. So when you put it all together, there are special occasions that are hard times that God is saying, I want you to take advantage of. So when hard times come, that is a special time, a special occasion for all of us. So God is saying, take advantage of those special days or those special occasions, which happen to be the tough times or the hard times. Now, what's that mean? That means that when God allows hard times, please listen now. Everybody listen to me now. Please listen. When God allows hard times to come our way, tough times, son, hey, look at me. Sit up straight, get your head off the pew, and look at me. There you go. Because I'm preaching to you this morning. You're fixing to have a tough time. And so I want you to listen to what I've got to tell you. What are you laughing at next to him? I'm going to change that shirt for a Texas shirt for you, boy. But tough times, like when LSU plays Texas. Tough times, burdens and heartaches. To God, that is a special occasion. It's a special day. Not because God is trying to hurt you, but because God is trying to help you. Sometimes surgery is necessary. We don't like it, but sometimes it is necessary. Sometimes hard times are necessary, like two-a-day football drills to get football players ready, or basketball drills, try to get the basketball team ready. Now, you don't seek those hard times. You wish the coach would say no two-a-day drills, but he never does. He said, we're going to have them. And you wish the basketball coach didn't say, we're going to run around here about 10 times. Listen to me, boys. Hey, listen, look at me now. Listen to me now. Separate. Scoot on down. Scoot on down. And everybody look. I'm preaching to you this morning. And we wish the coach wouldn't say we got to run 15 times around the gym floor. But those hard times come because the coach is trying to get us ready for the basketball game. So nobody goes around looking for hard times. But if you stay busy for God, I promise you they are going to come. Eventually, you'll get God's attention. And when you get God's attention and start doing something for God, then you'll get Satan's attention. And Satan will turn on you to try to stop you, and you become worthy of attack then. So when these hard times come, you will make a decision. Either this is going to be a stumbling block or a stepping stone, and so you have to make that choice. Hard times come, and you either make it an opportunity or an obstacle. When these hard times come, will you make it your end or your beginning? When these hard times come, will you get better or will you get bitter? When these hard times come, will it be your exit or will it be your entrance? When these hard times come, and they will come, will you make it your graduation or your commencement? When these hard times come, will you make it your burden or your blessing? The word time means special occasion or special opportunity. So when these days of evil come or hard times come, God is saying these are special days. And the word redeeming means to make the most of these special days. So these hard times or tough days are special days, and you have an opportunity to show what you're made of, or to overcome a hurdle, or to persevere in a day of hardship to get God's attention so that God can say, I can trust that man, trust that woman, trust that young man, or trust that young woman with power and allow them to be blessed. So these evil days or tough days or hard days are special days in God's sight. Where does the coach choose the first string? He chooses it from these two-a-day drills, these hard times. Where does the coach, the basketball coach, choose? He doesn't choose the guy that can't run around 10 laps. He chooses the guy that can hustle and can move. So what does he do? The same thing is true. And God's not dumber than a basketball coach. And God's not dumber than a football coach. So God simply says, that sounds horrible, but happy hard times. Happy tough days to you. God compares hard times to Christmas, special days. He compares hard times to Thanksgiving, special days. He compares it to birthdays, special days. He compares it to anniversaries, special days. He compares it to New Year's Day, special days. He compares it to Easter, special days. Or your wedding day, special days. Those hard times, those rough times, those evil days. Now, these burden days, these days of heartache, are special days to God. Why? Because God gets to observe us. God gets to watch us. God's not going to have some preacher boy that all he does is fool around, play basketball all the time, and doesn't labor on a bus route, and doesn't have some tough times, going to allow them to be another Jack Hiles or another Lee Robertson. He's not going to allow that. You see, without these special days, Fanny Crosby would have been just another poet. I wonder how many blind people did not take advantage of their blindness to do something great with their life. Fanny Crosby said, this is a special day in my life, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Without these special days, John Bunyan would have just been another Baptist preacher. But John Bunyan's 12 years in the Bedford jail were special days to him. And guess what he did? He took advantage of it, wrote Pilgrim's Progress. But he did not just say, I'm going to languish here. I'm going to feel sorry for myself here. He did not say that. He said, these are special days, and I'm going to take advantage of it. Every great accomplishment of every great Christian has been made during hard times and not easy times, because they realize these are special days. Without these special days, Stephen would have been just another deacon. Without these hard times, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have been three unknown men. Without these hard times, Daniel would be an unknown prophet. Without these hard times, Jonah would be just another Old Testament preacher. Without these hard times, Paul would have been just another missionary. Anybody listening to me? Without these hard times, Peter would have been just another loud-mouthed, long-winded Baptist preacher. You see, these hard times must be taken, by the way, famous men take advantage of the difficult times. Those whom we admire are those who take advantage of the hard times, the difficult times. You know Daniel today because he made a special day out of a burden. You know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they made a special day out of a burden. You know Fanny Crosby today because she made a special day out of a burden. You know Dr. Lee Robertson today because he made special days out of burdens. You know Dr. Jack Hiles today because he made special days out of burdens. You see, without these tough days, without these special occasions, without these special days, Esther would be just another queen. Without these special days, Moses would be just another shepherd. Every one of these men and women are known because of these special days, these special occasions that God allowed to come in their life. They had burdens, but they took advantage of them. They had heartaches, but they took advantage of them. They had troubles, but they took advantage of them. They had hurt, but they took advantage of them. They toughed it out. They stood in there. They didn't quit. They didn't stumble, and they took advantage of it. And guess what they did? They turned those tough days into victories. Greatness always is caused by special days, evil days, hard days, if you will. And then he said, redeeming, take advantage of it.
Take advantage of this occasion. Because without these special days, David Livingston would be just another explorer. Without these special days, Martin Luther would have been just another clergyman. Without these special days, Helen Keller would be an unknown shut-in. Without these special days, Jeremiah would be just another prophet. Without these special days, John R. Rice would be just another editor of a religious paper. Without these special days, John Wesley would have been just another emotional, fired-up Methodist preacher. Without these special days, Lester Roloff would be just another evangelist. Without these special days, Susanna Wesley would be just another busy mother. Without these special days, Abraham Lincoln would be just an average president. Without these special days, Jack Hiles would have been just another country preacher. Without these special days, First Baptist Church of Hammond would be just another First Baptist church. Without these special days, Longview Baptist Temple would be just another Baptist church. Without these special days, you wouldn't have a songbook. Without these special days, you wouldn't have a Texas Baptist College. Without these special days, you wouldn't have Christian schools. Without special days, you wouldn't have IBWM. Without these special days, you wouldn't have these graduates. Without these special days, you wouldn't have a Baptist magazine. Count it all worthy when you are counted worthy to suffer for Jesus Christ. Go looking for heartaches. They'll come. Don't go looking for burdens. They'll come. Don't go looking for heartbreaks. They'll come. Don't go looking for pain. They'll come. Don't go looking for hurt. They'll come. But when they do, take advantage. These are special days. Take advantage of it and say, I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to take advantage of it. And I'm going to make my life better, not bitter. I'm going to put my hope in Jesus Christ. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. These are special days. I persevered in college and graduated. Others didn't. And those that didn't persevere are the ones who are still grappling with finishing. Without these special days, we wouldn't have the book of the Revelation. Listen to me now. Without these special days, there would be no Psalms. So God says to us, redeem it. John, on the Isle of Patmos, redeem it. David, running from Absalom, redeem it. David, running from King Saul, redeem it. The evil days, the hard days, the tough days. So now we pick up the book of Psalms and we read it and don't even stop to think about what it was. It was special times that caused the book of Psalms to be written. It was special times that caused the book of Job to be given us to make it a time of encouragement. It was special times. All the doctrines you know about eschatology are found because one man had a tough time, took advantage of it, and the Lord gave him... You're not happy today, are you? You're sad, aren't you? You're having a tough time, aren't you? Well, in God's dear name, let's learn from this and let's take advantage of it. So God says, redeem the time, redeem the special days, the evil days, the hard days, the tough days. Hey, college wives, you're redeeming the time. Hey, dorm ladies, redeem the time. Hey, dorm men, clean up your room. Redeem the time. Hey, what an opportunity you have to clean up your room. Every time you hear a heartache comes your way, seize it. Every time you hear of a heartbreak coming your way, seize it. Every time you hear troubles coming your way, you seize it. Why? Because these are special days. And God says you're to redeem them. And God said it's going to happen to all of us. And when it happens, just redeem it. Take advantage of it. When these special days come, you have an opportunity to show God how much you love Him. What would happen if you and Tamisha had a tough, just having a tough time, and Tamisha walked out on you? Let me tell you, you're married. You're one flesh. And so when you have a tough time, you're supposed to go through this thing together. Wait a minute, I'm one with Christ. I'm in Him. You're not happy. This side's not happy about it. I'm in Christ. I'm born again. I'm not going to walk away from Him. He's my bridegroom. I'm the bride. I'm a pretty bride, aren't I? And I'm not going to walk away from Him. Why, we're one. I'm a spouse. I'm not going to do it. Can you imagine some of these young couples? Well, I guess we got four or five weddings coming up here. Can you imagine these couples engage each other? All of a sudden, the engaged person just walked away. Can you imagine if Mrs. N just walked away? I mean, just walked away. Well, that would hurt. That would be devastating, wouldn't it? It would be devastating. It would hurt. Boy, I didn't know. I saw a look in that eye there. I thought, she may be packing. Now, the truth is, somewhere in here, you have to understand, I'm in Jesus Christ. I'm not going to walk away from Him. I love Him. So these tough times come, and they make it essential for you to understand. You're saying, God, I love You. You're my Savior, Jesus. I'm not walking away from you. You have an opportunity to show your family how much you love them. You have an opportunity to show your friends how much you love. Thank God for the hurdles. Thank God for the problems. Thank God for the troubles. Thank God for the heartaches. Thank God for the tough days. Thank God for the problems. Thank God for the struggles. Because all of the struggles make you stronger and exhibit the fact that God is, I'm allowing this to come. Don't run! You and I see these days as tough days. God sees them as special days. Days to take advantage of. John Bunyan made his prison house a publishing house. Isn't that good? Moses made his desert a Bible college. Paul made his prison a music school. Daddy sang bass. Daniel made the lion's den a living room. The Hebrew children made the fiery furnace into a housewarming. Joseph made slavery an opportunity. John Mark made exile into eschatology. John made exile into eschatology. Paul made a Roman prison a prospect list. Stephen made stoning a camp meeting. Spurgeon made expulsion from his convention a launching pad to a worldwide ministry. And Jesus made a sepulcher an empty tomb. What Bible stories do you teach your children? You teach about Daniel and the lion's den. You teach about the three Hebrew children in the fire furnace. You teach them about David and Goliath. All of them are special days. You teach them about Jonah and the whale. You teach them about crossing the Red Sea. You teach them about the Battle of Jericho. What are these? These are all tough times, rough times, and these are special days. All of these took advantage of these hard times, these evil days, and that's exactly what God intended. Hey, for David, Goliath was an opportunity to have Christmas. For the three Hebrew children, the fire furnace was an opportunity to have Thanksgiving. For Daniel, the lion's den was an opportunity to have a New Year's Day. And when this old world looks at us and asks, where is your God? Where is your God? Where is your God? The people that will be able to say, here is my God, are the ones who say, this is special. These hard days, these tough days are special. I'll show you my God. And he showed up in the fire furnace. He showed up in the lion's den. I'll pause while you holler amen. Show him your God how? Tough times. Take advantage of those hard times. Redeem the time. Make them special times. Let me remind you, there are no victories without battles. Can anybody tell me the name of a famous peacetime general? General Patton? General MacArthur? General Pershing? General Schwarzkopf? General Eisenhower? All wartime generals. So the men we count as great generals are not peacetime generals, but wartime generals. So when their special days came, they took advantage of it. They stepped up to the plate and they were there. They were courageous. Now it's your turn. Your turn. It's your turn. Now you step up to the plate in 2000. Somebody say amen to me. There is no perseverance without struggle. There are no conquerors without enemies. There are no empty tombs without a Calvary. There's no resurrection without a death. There's no Olivet without a Gethsemane. There's no parting of the water without a Red Sea. There's no solution without a problem. There's no deliverance without bondage. There are no heroes without challenges. There's no third heaven without a stoning at Lystra. There are no overcomers without hurdles. There are no hearings without illness. There are no heaven without death. There's no salvation without a cross. There's no miracle without an obstacle. And why don't you look at your obstacle and your evil day as a special day, a tough day? Yes. But take advantage, redeem that evil day, and say, all right, it's a hard day, but I'm going to take advantage of it. God is saying, take advantage of it. When the heartaches come, take advantage of it. When the slander comes, take advantage of it. When the tough times come, take it. I hope somebody's listening to me. If you got pants on, stand up. Now, somebody say amen to me. Say amen to me. Now, sit down and keep it up. I'm glad I'm saved. If I got to go through a tough time, I'm glad that God says you're worthy of doing it. Now I'm going to take advantage of it. Take advantage when tough times come, take advantage of it. When the midnight comes, take advantage of it. When the hurt comes, take advantage of it. These are special days, so redeem. Redeem them. There's a sale on. Take advantage of it. Nobody else wants it. It's out in the front yard. The chair sitting out there, it's okay, but just nobody wants it. Nobody wants the tough time. That's why churches are compromising and using all different versions of the Bible. They're afraid to take a stand on the King James Bible because it's going to cost them. They're afraid to tell the young people you ought to dress right, walk right, talk right. Don't listen to the stupid rap music, rock music, hip-hop, bebop, whatever it might be. Don't listen to it. It's junk straight out of hell. But people are afraid to say why. Because tough days are going to come. Somebody say amen to me. Stay out of that stinking movie house. You ain't got no business going to that movie house watching a bunch of nudity and listening to cussing and caring why. Listen, okay, it's going to cause you some tough times, but God said take advantage of it. That's for you visitors in case you don't know what we believe. This is a special day. Take advantage of it. Bob and Kelly Gray with RG have taken advantage of it. Kevin and Paula Connor with the death of Candace took advantage of it. Scott and Jennifer Gray with the death of their daughter Katie took advantage of it. Dow Allen right now is in a wheelchair. And by the way, his spirits are better than yours. Dow Allen's spirits are better than yours. You're a mealy-mouthed, griping, complaining bellyacher. He's winning souls. He's getting people saved. I mean, you're not listening to me. He's getting people saved. He's paralyzed, laying in that. They got to get a wheelchair in order for him to get. By the way, we raised almost $2,400 Wednesday night. Isn't that wonderful? We placed a call this week to a man who is working on getting a van for free. So we're working on that. Aren't you excited about that? You're not excited about that, are you? We're going to take advantage of a hard time. We're going to take advantage of it. Come on, say amen to me now. Hey, we're having church. Time to say amen. Now, I'm simply saying to you that somewhere you've got to understand the principle that God has given us. We've got to take advantage. And so, what's Dow Allen doing right now? Dow Allen's taking advantage. These are difficult days. These are hard days. But he's the one that's happy on the phone. He's the one saying, I witnessed so-and-so, witnessed so-and-so. He had a Catholic intern he led to Christ. A Catholic intern. You've never led a Catholic to Christ, but a Catholic intern. Man, that's as hard as leading a Yankee to Christ. Hey, broken-hearted one, this is your chance to prove God. Hey, burned-out one, this is your chance to prove God. Hey, backslidden one with your cold, stinking heart and troubles coming your way. Hey, what an opportunity. You get to prove God. You get to show God loves you, and you get to show that you love God. I'm just saying time, special days, evil, hard days are special days. And God said take advantage of those hard days, those rough days. Whatever you do, to show everybody you love God. If you stop and think about it, most of our special days we see in our nation and set aside in our nation are nothing more than memories of tough days. July 4th. What are we doing? We're trying to remember a tough day. How about Memorial Day? We read all these names of these folks that have died, the members of our church and those in the armed services. Memorial Day. What is that? That's a tough day. Think about this. Lincoln's birthday. Washington's birthday. Christmas, Easter. We celebrate the day these days, but to those who suffered, listen to me, wake up. Those who suffered to give us these days, it was different. These were special days you look back on and talk about, but these were days of struggle and they are special. Now why can't you take your struggles, your problems, and why can't you make that a special day and say, I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. I'm going to take advantage of it. Somebody say amen to me. Isn't that good? I wish I was black, son. If I was black, I could really preach. Thank you, Kevin. A honky saying amen to that. That's unbelievable. Those of you facing burdens, those of you facing heartaches, hard days, tough days, please listen carefully. God is giving you an opportunity to purchase, redeem, take advantage of. It's on sale. Miss Gray likes Leslie Faye dresses. They quit making them, I guess, now. But when I go into a Dillard's, I always go to that sale rack. And I look for those Leslie Faye dresses. You see, why do you look for them on a sale rack? Because I'm cheap. Don't you ever do that? Don't you ever look for stuff on sale? Yeah.
Okay? Why? Nobody else wants it. Nobody else wants it. So what do? They put it over here and say it's on special. I don't know very many people who are asking to have the bad health that Mrs. Gray has. Anybody prayed that this morning? Nobody prayed that? Nobody prayed this morning, Lord, let my health fall apart? Nobody here prayed that your granddaughter would die like Candace did? Nobody here praying that? Nobody praying that, right? Nobody praying that? Nobody praying that. You're not listening to me, are you? Nobody praying that, right? Okay, then when it comes, it must be a special day. So for Kevin and Paula, guess what they did? They said, we're going to take advantage of this. My goodness, if you'd have just been there at the hospital, and some family members here tonight were there, and I took Kevin and Paul off the side, and I said, now there's a lady over in my office right now who's about to have a nervous breakdown. And she thinks she even maybe close to suicide. I said, I hate to ask you to do this. I said, but would you please come and talk to her? It was the lady who backed out over Candace and caused her death. Do you know that Paul and Kevin didn't even blink, jumped right up with their body of their dead daughter laying there at the Good Shepherd Hospital, and they came with me back in the office. We came in that side door and sat down and talked to that dear lady. And you should have seen Paula just bubbling and Kevin just smiling. Their daughter had just died. But now they came over and they said, okay, we're going to take advantage of this hurt. And we're going to take advantage of it. We're going to redeem it. Not everybody's asking for it. But it's here. And it's real. And before we left that room, that dear lady was crying and they were hugging each other. And said, nobody's mad at anybody. Nobody's upset at anybody. It was just an appointed time for Candace to go to heaven. And so, you'd have had to have been in the room. You'd have had to sense the Spirit of God in that room. That was one of the most difficult days. I've had some tough days, but I'm telling you, so that was a difficult day. But thank God, Paula Connor didn't decide to be bitter. Thank God, Kevin Connor didn't decide to be bitter. And now they are here. They are. The whole family's in China serving as missionaries. Listen, because why? They're upbeat on top side. Why? It did come their way. Did you hear what I said? It did come that way. And it's going to come your way too. And when it comes your way, you better say, I'm buying that. I'm purchasing that. I'm going to redeem that and I'm going to take advantage of that because I won't get a chance like this much. And that's where the famous people come from. And that's where the heroes come from. Not the ones who run from the struggle, run from the battle, but those that run into it and say, I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm a child of God. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. Even though it's tough right now and it's hard right now, I've got some grit and I'm not turning back. I'm going to buy this. Boy, when you do that, that's where the pastors overcome the hard times. That's when churches overcome the hard times. But you watch the church members tuck tail and run like a bunch of rats leaving a ship, sinking ship. And I'm telling you, they didn't take advantage of the tough time. You take advantage of the tough times in your life. You take advantage of the hard times. Don't quit now. Don't run now. Buy it. It's on sale. And God said, you've got an opportunity of a lifetime. Now buy it. Take advantage of it. I look out and see some single mothers rearing their children and their husband just walked off and left them. What an opportunity. What an opportunity. Guess where Jack Hiles came from? Is this working? Guess where Jack Hiles came from? Came from a drunken daddy that walked off and left him. And here's Coastal Maddie Hiles who said, this is my son. This is on the sale rack. I didn't ask for it, but I'm going to purchase this. And then we have the greatest preacher probably to ever mount the pulpit was reared on sale. On sale. And you've got an opportunity. Redeem it. Redeem it. Redeem it. I gave Mrs. Gray the outline this morning before I left. And I circled those words in her Bible. And I said to her this morning, this is what I'm preaching on. And I said, honey, you've got an opportunity to redeem something here. To take advantage of something here. You listen to me. I don't know what your heartache is, choir. And I don't know why you're staring off into space right now. But there's something that's on your mind right now that you're thinking about. And I understand it because the same thing. When you preach, I stare too. But... Thank you. Welcome back. Now, somewhere in here, you need to understand something here. It's in all of us. Hi, John. It's in all of us. But what you better do is take advantage of it.
Take advantage of it. It's on sale. God's giving you an opportunity. Now redeem it. Let's bow our heads, please. Every head bowed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Everybody standing.